following is a presentation of Radio Alabama Sports. This broadcast is copyrighted by Radio Alabama for the private use of our audience. Any other use of this broadcast, descriptions, or accounts of the game without Radio Alabama's consent is strictly prohibited.
Silicauga Aggies play right here. Welcome to the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network and the Star Physical Therapy Pregame Show, sponsored in part by Alta Point, Coosa Valley Medical Center, Allen Oil Company, Star Physical Therapy, Marble City Pharmacy, Sleeping Giant Heating and Cooling, Toyota of Silicauga, Wright Tire and Service, Central Alabama Community College, State Farm Agent Albia Steers, La Costa Mexican Restaurant, Edward Jones Agent Jesse Gum, Alabama District 33 State Representative Ben Robbins, Donahue Physical Therapy, Silicauga Chamber of Commerce, Coosa Valley Recycling, Another Level Cards, Omya, Van Sant Hardware, Sycamore Federal Credit Union, Wharf Casual Seafood, Fair to Midland Gifts and Boutiques, Broadway Spinal Care, First Bank of Alabama, and Silicauga Pediatrics.
Welcome into the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network. Courtside at Douglas Martin Court at the Allen Brew Market scoring table. This is a Star Physical Therapy tip-off show. Star Physical Therapy, where you don't have to be a star to be treated like one. Area matchup number one for the varsity boys. Silicauga and Shelby County, the good guys coming to this one with a 7-0 record on the season, have been absolutely dominant as we expected them to be. And while it feels early in the season, Alex Bauman, the games that truly matter start tonight.
It's a big one. Shelby County, Silicauga beat them all three times last year at home. They beat them 67-32, on the road 64-56, and then in the area tournament, Silicauga ended these guys' season and beat them 67-32. So similar to what happened with Silicauga's girls, where they're a little bit, they were hungry, they're a little upset after last season having their senior night be upset by Shelby County. Shelby County is going to have the same kind of feeling because Silicauga ended their season. And in Silicauga's last game against Talladega, probably their worst game of all season, but I have to give them benefit of the doubt. It was a Saturday game, a little bit unorthodox for most of these guys. I know it happened a couple times last year, but it was their worst game. Not a lot of off-ball movement really affected the Aggies. Too much stagnant play, a lot of one-on-one action. And if they're going to be able to beat Shelby County, a team that while they were 7-22 last year and failed to win an area game, they're still a good basketball team. They can shoot the lights out of the basketball, have a lot of height, a lot of talented players, and Silicauga's going to have to answer the bell tonight because Shelby County's going to pull no punches.
You mentioned, yeah, they have size, and the one thing you have to worry about is that a hot night shooting for Shelby County. Athlete for athlete, they're not going to be able to stack up. Listen, we know that going into this one, but you do have to worry. Could it be one of those nights where Shelby County, which we didn't see last year, but we had seen in the past, where Shelby County comes out and shoots 50% from three ball and can make a game that normally wouldn't be a second half game, and put a little pressure on Silicauga. We know Coach Joel Jones is going to emphasize rebounding and closing out on shooters in this one.
And we talk about Shelby County shooting. Silicauga has really struggled from the three-point line all year, 28% from the three. And in Talladega's game, it felt like in that first half when they ended up tied at halftime, Silicauga had settled for a lot of three-point jump shots, where if they take the extra dribble in, they're able to shoot the mid-range and get comfortable. So in this matchup, I'd like to see Silicauga take that extra dribble in, take that mid-range shot and get comfortable, rather than settling for what the defense is giving them on the three-point line.
A three-game week last week, a 36-point win over Cornerstone, a 33-point win over B.B. Comer, and then a 12-point win on the road at Talladega. But three games this week, this one against Shelby County, Benjamin Russell coming here on Thursday. This will be a packed house. Get here early. And then Childersburg as well on Friday night at Douglas Martin Court. So you can't look ahead to those games that might even feel a little bit bigger with Ben Russell and Childersburg, two rivals of the Aggies. A big one here tonight against the Shelby County Wildcats. We'll take a break, and this will wrap up the Star Physical Therapy tip-off. So Silicauga and Shelby County starting lineups and the tip-off when we come back. Stay with us. This is the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network.
Allen Brew Markets is your hometown style for everything you need on the go. From hot coffee and cold drinks to snacks, fuel, and friendly service, we're here to keep you moving forward. Proud to serve our community with convenient locations, Allen Brew Markets isn't just a gas station. We're your neighbor. When it comes to great service and hometown pride, we're all in with Allen.
You're all in with Allen, oh yeah. Allen Brew Markets.
Fall into savings with Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union. Coosa Pines is all about helping you enjoy more and stress less. Now through December 31st, refinance your auto loan, RV, boat, or farm equipment loan from another financial institution, and you can receive up to $200 cash back. From back roads to the lake or your next road trip, we've got the tools to help you save before winter rolls in. Apply online at CoosaPinesFCU.org or visit any local branch today. Membership required. Restrictions apply. Member NCUA.
At Allen Brew Markets, we're proud to call this community home. Every day, we bring you great service, quality products, and the convenience you deserve. From morning coffee to late-night fill-ups, we're always here when you need us. Allen Brew Markets, your hometown convenience store, your hometown pride. And when it comes to serving our neighbors, we're all in with Allen.
You're all in with Allen, oh yeah. Allen Brew Markets.
At First Bank of Alabama, we recognize that your busy life doesn't always have time to dedicate to banking decisions. That's why we have made it easier for you to do banking with a local Alabama community bank. Founded over 176 years ago, covering six counties with 13 locations, online, mobile, and ATM banking throughout East Central Alabama, we have the products, services, and people to help tailor your financial needs. First Bank of Alabama, where you are first. Online at fbal.bank.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Van Sant Hardware is not in the business of guessing. They sell you what you need, not what someone else thinks you should have. That is why builders, farmers, and project managers have trusted them for over 50 years. Located on Highway 280 in Sylacauga, they take pride in great service, deep product knowledge, and getting you in and out without the runaround. Van Sant Hardware is a proud supporter of Sylacauga, B.B. Comer, Childersburg, and Fayetteville Athletics.
Gear up for a flavor victory at Wharf Casual Seafood. Whether you're craving seafood classics like shrimp or crab claws, or wanting to tackle a juicy burger or crisp salad, we've got your winning play. Dine in with us or grab a meal to go and find out why every bite is a win at Wharf Casual Seafood. Check out our menu at wharfcasualseafood.com. The coast is here.
Radio Alabama Sports. Sylacauga basketball is on the air. This is the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network. Sylacauga basketball is presented by Alta Point Health. Caring is our calling. Online at altapoint.org. Allen Oil Company of Sylacauga. 8 locations serving Central Alabama since 1966. Fuel for your body, fuel for your car. You're all in with Allen. Coosa Valley Medical Center. Quality care close to home. Online at cvhealth.net. Now, here's the voice of the Aggies, Jeremy Law.
Back courtside as we prepare ourselves for tonight's starting lineups. Sylacauga and Shelby County here at Douglas Martin Court. Area game number one, first of a three-game set here at home this week. It's Jeremy Law and Alex Bauman with you at the Allen Brew Market scoring table. And welcome to the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network should get those Shelby County lineups momentarily. As Alex, we just saw at Shelby County, they shot the ball pretty well in pregame warmups. Again, you just hope it's not one of those nights when you play them where they heat up.
If you run them off the three-point line, you have nothing to worry about. And that's what I'm sure that's what Coach Patterson and Coach Jones emphasized too, is run them off that three-point line, not to worry about
now
it.
Now let's bring you tonight's starting lineups.
Number zero, Andreas McGinnis. Number one, Parker Odin. Number four, Nate Burns. Number five, Sutton Reed. Number 23, Tyson Duncan. Ladies and gentlemen, make some noise, stepping on the court and ready to dominate. Your Sylacauga Aggies lineup for tonight is number zero, CJ Franklin. Number one, Josh Sears.
Are your Coosa Valley Medical Center starting lineups tonight for Shelby County? McGinnis, Odin, Byrne, Reed, and Tyson. And I tell you, the Sylacauga Aggies 7-0 on the year. Our starting five: CJ Franklin, Eric O'Neill, Tristan Whetstone, Corbin Patterson, and Josh Spear. Waiting the referees to get out on the floor tonight. Still checking the books on the far side, making sure everybody's is ready to go. Still waiting to get this one started. They finally signed the Shelby County book as well. And then you'll have Eric O'Neill jumping it off against Nate Byrne. Four jumping with four. Here we go, your tip-off for tonight. Eric O'Neill, Byrne goes up, tips it first. The Aggies got it with Franklin. It ends up out of bounds, and it'll be Shelby County ball.
Ill-advised turnover from CJ. We'd like to see him collect the basketball and set up the offense.
Ooh, they got away with a travel early. Here's McGinnis. Weaving down the lane, got stuck in the air, throws it right to Eric O'Neill, and the Aggies off and running. Here's Eric on the right side, back to O'Neill. The return pass from Whetstone. Now Corbin will set it up as he moves to the right side of the floor. Patterson wearing the number two in white, finds Franklin, chest pass back to Corbin. Eric O'Neill running the baseline open from beyond the arc. There he is, stuck in the corner. No look feed back to Patterson. Inside to Spear. Hopping, making the catch. Spear turning, shooting. Left it short. The rebound off the hands of Whetstone. Now Nate Byrne running the other way. His runner no good. And it's tapped up high in the air. There's got to be an over-the-back foul.
He'll get a jump ball instead with Nate Byrne. And I tell you, looked like the Aggies had possession. Byrne went over the back of Patterson. Instead, a jump ball possession arrow with Shelby County. Byrne catch and shoot three. It's no good. The long rebound controlled by Franklin. CJ in the corner. O'Neill three. Way long. Whetstone's rebound. It's out. And Sylacauga will keep it. Aggies trying to throw it into Franklin. Off his fingertips, taken by Josh Spear. The Aggies will wisely pass it out. And now it's Eric trying to blow by the defense. Feeds it to CJ, running the baseline. Nice feed to Spear. Got hit. And Josh is going to the Coosa Valley Medical Center free throw line here early in this one. Josh's first free throw, well short.
The free throws have been Sylacauga's kryptonite all season long, shooting below 60% from that free throw line. They've been better in recent games, but looks like those free throws are coming back to bite them.
Josh, one for two. The Aggies lead at 1-0. McGinnis dribbling up the left side. Looking for help, finds Parker Odin. Swinging it around the arc is Shelby County. McGinnis hopping, stepping back. Byrne in the corner, back to Odin. Sutton trying to get space. Ball down on the floor. Byrne picks it up. At the top of the key, picks up his dribble. Odin open for three. Way too strong, and the rebound of the Aggies running. A two-on-one coming our way. Spear at the rim. Boy, he looked like he might have gotten fouled. Instead, missed a shot. And Shelby County. It's not a traditional Shelby County team that you might be used to seeing. They're going to play a very similar style of basketball, trying to get up the floor as fast as possible. The Aggies knock it out of the hands of Sutton Reed. Close to a 5-second count. Duncan Tyson chased it down in the backcourt. Reed with it, right wing. Now Byrne. Reed trying to come off the screen. Now he'll take one, driving. Reed missed the lay-in, the scoop with the right hand. Aggie still up 1-0 with 5:38 to go. At the top, Josh hopping down the lane. Tough shot, side of the rim, no. The tap back, no good from Whetstone. The rebound down on the baseline and saved by Reed into the hands of Odin. Kenson Threet will check in at the next whistle. Still from the Aggies, it's Josh Spear moving left to right in white. Josh after the pass from Franklin back to CJ. Slow moving here in the first quarter. Eric O'Neill got pushed by Byrne, and that is the second foul on the Wildcats here in the first quarter.
You can tell early on Sylacauga is not settling for those three-point jump shots that Shelby County's given them, trying to penetrate to the paint and get to the basket rather than settling for the three-pointers that have not fallen for them all season long.
Whetstone for three, and he knocks it down. Four nothing. Aggies on top. There's Patterson, a little push foul, trying to get a steal, bumped into McGinnis. Ryan Sipes will check in. Byrne will check out. Shelby County in maroon. It's Odin with the basketball for the Wildcats. McGinnis stuck with the basketball in his hands, finds it off to Reed. Lucky not to come up with a steal. Odin back to Reed, left wing, now backs off, guarded by Franklin. Pass to Duncan, who makes the catch in between the circles and nowhere to go. Sipes. Feeding it, backdoor cut. Reed, again, his second easy layup. He's missed in this one.
Silicaga's been lucky. Sutton Reed gave him a lot of fits last year. He has missed two easy shots at the basket.
Sutton Reed, just a sophomore for Shelby County, been on varsity since his eighth grade year. And you got a moving screen on Shelby County, and Duncan Tyson with the screen. As they'll bring in Peyton Peters, who is the tallest Wildcat on this team.
If there's one player on Shelby County you don't want to get going from the three-point line, it's Sutton Reed. He filled it up last year in that close win that Silicaga had at Shelby County. He has to be the point of emphasis to shut down for Silicaga, and C.J. Franklin's the guy with the task.
Here's a steal. Odin trying to go coast-to-coast with it. Good catch-up D from Corbin Patterson. Shelby County's going to grab the rebound, though. Reed fires the three, and it's off the back iron. And then a foul on Patterson. Got to box out Peyton Peters. Is Josh Spear going to have to check back in?
That's one place Silicaga has been dominant in every matchup this year is rebounding. And tonight, Shelby County's got the early lead with 5 rebounds to 3.
Peters, 1 foot inside of the arc. Right side, McGinnis. He'll put his dribble down and point with the left hand. Trying to spin off of Kenson three, driving the baseline, no look feed. Reed would have had an open three and a catch and shoot, but it went through his hands. Now he'll work on O'Neal. Reed stopping, free throw line, jumper, friendly roll, wouldn't go. That one stayed up on the rim, then fell off. 4-0 Aggies, 3:08 to go in the first. CJ pushing it around the perimeter. Underneath Whetstone, the feed, the kick, and here's KT. Well, the Aggies passed up an open three. Coach Jones didn't like it. Here's C.J. Franklin again. Kenson three. I guess he shuffled the feet.
On the entry pass to Whetstone, if Whetstone turns around and C.J. dives to the basket rather than standing two, 3 feet away behind the three-point line, C.J. Franklin has an easy layup at the basket. It's a situation where Silicaga is standing around watching players pass the ball back and forth rather than moving without the basketball in their hands.
Burn back in for Shelby County. Basketball at the top of the key. Robinson driving, spinning in the paint, and he walked. Aggies haven't gotten in a rhythm, but fortunately for us, neither is Shelby County. It's a 4-0 game. A little baseball score here in the first quarter. Aggie's going to have to face a full court pressure. And Spear, backdoor feed, and a nice lay in for KT.
Exactly what needs to happen. Off ball movement by KT, dive into the basket, give Josh Spear an outlet.
Kenson 3 didn't get the start tonight, but he seems to always give the Aggies some quality minutes. Now it's 6-0 here in the first quarter, 2 minutes to play. Byrne calls for a screen, gets the screen, and picks up his dribble. Peters makes the catch out beyond the arc, right side of the floor. Bad pass, went off the shoulder of Franklin, hopped right back in the hands of McGinnis and the Wildcats. Down the lane, feed to Peters, and they'll finally get on the board. No, they won't. Peters missed a wide open lay-in. The 6'5" big man didn't get it to go.
Third time Shelby County's gotten right to the basket, missed the easy one.
Coach Jones wants us to shoot this three ball, and we keep passing it up. Here's KT down the lane. The runner no good for Kenson. Out the pass. McGinnis on the other end. They won't miss this one. The Aggies didn't get back, and it's 6-2. Sarai McMillan will check in, and here's Whetstone. Who's this out on? It'll stay with us. C.J. Franklin to inbound. Yeah, C.J., Eric, Sarai, KT, and Tristan on the floor. The catch and shoot, Franklin got it from three, a Marble City Pharmacy three-pointer, and the Aggies lead it 9-2.
As easy as an out-of-bounds play will get, C.J. passes the ball in, just steps in, wide open.
And Nate Byrne answers. for three. It's 9-5. A little pace now for both teams as this pass through the legs of Tristan Whetstone. Franklin wants another one. Franklin a little too strong. Offensive rebound, McMillan. CJ cutting the lane. The good feed to Whetstone, and the layup is good.
Diving to the basket. Called it out earlier in the game. CJ answers the bell.
38 seconds to go, first quarter. Reed picked up his dribble. Where is he going to go with it? Tries to get it to Byrne. He does. And then a foul on Franklin as Reed went all the way around the back of Byrne to take it from him. Aggies lead it by six with 20 seconds to go. McGinnis dribbling far away from his body. Byrne from the same spot, and he hits it again. Got to get out there and cover Byrne. Him and Sutton Reed can really make you pay. Aggies by three. KT to Whetstone in the corner for three. Got it.
Two for two from three from Tristan Whetstone. He's been one of the guys that struggled this year.
And the Aggies lead it 14-8 as we go to the second quarter. Stay with us. This is the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network.
Experience leadership that truly echoes the heart of Coosa Valley. Ben Robbins is an accomplished attorney specializing in real estate, estates, and business law. Voted Coosa Valley's best attorney, Ben is not only a legal expert, but also a dedicated community champion. He actively supports our farmers, stands strong with our veterans, and engages in local initiatives like the Rotary Club and Habitat for Humanity. For Ben, it's all about nurturing the community spirit, supporting our schools, and cheering on local high school sports. When you're in need of real estate or business legal help, call attorney Ben Robbins at 256-346-6493.
When cold weather rolls into Alabama, make sure your home is ready with a reliable American Standard heating system from Sleeping Giant Heating and Cooling. Sleeping Giant's team of professionals will keep your home warm, efficient, and comfortable all season long. Whether it's a routine tune-up or a complete system upgrade, Sleeping Giant will help you rest easy, knowing your home's in good hands. Sleeping Giant Heating and Cooling, your local independent American Standard heating and air conditioning dealer. Online at sleepinggiantair.com.
Start of this second quarter, 14-8. Lady Aggies won by 40 a little bit ago. 14-8, Aggies on top. Thoughts on the first quarter, Alex?
I thought Silicaga shot the three ball well. Tristan Whetstone made two. CJ made one.
Here's CJ firing another one, and he's got it. Three Marble City Pharmacy three-pointers in the first half for the Aggies is Byrne, who answered both of the Aggies earlier. Not able to knock that one down.
Defensively, though, Silicaga has let the guys get to the basket. Sutton Reed beat him off the dribble a couple times. Luckily, he missed the layups. And then Nate Byrne able to settle into 2 3-point jump shots because they're not closing out and giving him the airspace to settle. I'd like to see the defense ramp up a little bit and be more disciplined.
CJ brings it across, gets it to Eric O'Neill. The Aggies still haven't been in sorts here on offense on this end of the floor. Cross court feed, CJ hopping in the air, making the catch. Into the corner to KT, circling back around to the top. Eric O'Neill slides through a double team, puts one up on the rim, and it's no good. That's the tough shot to take with no shot clock. Falling away from the bucket was Eric O'Neill.
Not a huge fan of that one. Would have liked to see him kick out and run the offense again. There's no shot clock, like you said, Jeremy. No need to rush it.
Reed blocked by Franklin. Out of bounds. I'll say Kinson 3 touched it last.
That's a difficult shot to shoot over C.J. Franklin. The vertical he possesses, not going to get a lot of shots over him if you're Sutton Reed being shorter.
Sutton Reed does a lot of moving around. Tough to keep him in front. There's McGinnis. Got away with a walk inside feed. Layup no good. It was Peyton Peters, his second missed layup. Feed from McMillan. The left-handed pass to Eric O'Neill. And the Aggies lead it 19-8.
Beautiful pass from Sarayan. Draws the defense, dumps it down low to Eric O'Neill, crashing to the basket.
McGinnis gets a screen from Peters. This is a two, no good. Just inside of the arc as Eric pushes it across. Whetstone back to Eric. Now Franklin has a three chance. No. Rebound was tapped. McMillan has it thrown off him. This will be Shelby County basketball. You know, some games are more fun to broadcast than others, and this is two similar styles. Alex that like to get up and down the floor, fast paced. Not going to see a lot of meaningless dribbling in this one on each side of the floor.
Neither coach tolerates meaningless dribbling and lackadaisical defense. If you do that, you're pulled from the game.
Trey Wright checking in. It's Trey, Sarayan, KT, CJ, and Eric, your right tire and service. Five on the floor and bounding in front of us is McGinnis. On a 5-second count, Kinson three. Should have came up with a steal. Eric O'Neill will. Now KT will pull in the loose ball. Eric front court. He'll find Sarayan from the right wing. Three in and out. Good looking shot from Sarayan. Hit every part of the rim. Burn on the other end gets an easy layup. Shelby County out in transition as it's 19-10. Aggies lead it by 9 with 5:45 to go before halftime. 3, top of the key, left wing. O'Neill fires a 3, and the Aggies continue to stay hot from beyond the arc. A Marble City Pharmacy 3, Aggies by 12, 22-10.
The Aggies have turned the tables on Shelby County. We thought Shelby County was going to fill it up from the three-point line, but Silicaga has been doing that here in the first half. Silicaga with 5 made three-pointers.
Timeout, Wildcats. We'll take one, too. 22-10. Aggies pulling away a little here in the second quarter.
If you're looking for a gym that works around your schedule, Snap Fitness in Silicaga is open 24/7. That means whether you're an early bird or a night owl, you can get your workout in whenever it fits your day. They've got all the latest equipment and the friendly vibe that makes you feel right at home. Swing by James Payton Boulevard and see how easy it is to start feeling better, stronger, and healthier. Snap Fitness, for the feeling.
Back after the timeout. Aggies lead it 22-10. .503 to go in the second. What a block by O'Neill. And then, wow, what an unlucky bounce. The ball bounced back up, hit the bottom of the backboard, and right into the hands of Peters. Aggies by 10 now, 22-12. CJ way out beyond the arc makes the catch. Eric O'Neill skipping it inside McMillan. Now Eric with a hand in his face, a three, and it doesn't matter. Eric O'Neill, his second of the ball game, 25-12.
Make it 6 made three-pointers for Silicaga, their best shooting half of the season from three.
McGinnis trying to get a screen from Peters. He does. Here's a two. Boy, that missed everything. 25-12.
A lot of what Shelby County's offense is right now is trying to beat Silicaga off the dribble. Hard to do because they're so athletic. And then trying to backdoor them. And it's happened a couple of times, but they're coached well enough defensively to realize what's happening.
Well, things are starting to drop. A left elbow jumper for the lefty McMillan. Pops through the net, 27-12. Reed trying to answer with a three. It's off the back iron. As Eric O'Neill grabs the board a little bit under pressure, fires it off to Franklin. Franklin, two steps already into the front court. CJ tucking, lefty layup. No, but the foul will send him to the line for two. D Did you see Franklin? He started off on a slow trot right in front of us. Two steps later, it felt like Alex, he's underneath the rim.
He might not be as tall as Giannis Antetokounmpo, but his ability to get from one end to the other is very reminiscent. He takes him two, three dribbles, and he's on the other end finishing at the rim.
He made the first from the Coosa Valley Medical Center free throw line. It's 28-12. Aggies lead it by 16. Franklin for one more. Holtzclaw has checked in the game for the Aggies. He's on the floor with Franklin, McMillan, Spear, and Eric O'Neill as he missed the second. 16-point lead. Good guys on top. Missing the shot. Looking to the front court. Here's Jeshua. Had a man chasing him down from behind. Pulls it off, and the Aggies will get into the corner. O'Neill, right key. Hopping through the lane to Holtzclaw, the three. Jeshua got it.
What an awesome ball fake from Jeshua. Gets the defense moving one way, makes himself wide open.
Oh, my goodness. Jeshua, he's always been a great shooter. Puts one through, 31-12. And then the Aggies foul McGinnis. And the foul was on Josh Spear. Yeah, Coach Jones wanted a moving screen. Hard to argue it. It was moving. They didn't get set. Here's the free throw from McGinnis.
Moving screens are hard to call at this level of basketball. You see it called occasionally, but not enforced as well as it probably should be.
They got them both. Aggies by 17. We've heated up from beyond the arc. We've hit five threes in the ball game. Sarayan at the free throw line. Skipping through the air. It's Josh Spear. Backdoor cut. Now McMillan powers through a defender. Little contact. No whistle. Eric O'Neill drives past Sutton Reed. Spear. Right key. Trying to get into the corner. Nice feed to Franklin. Down the lane.
Beautiful possession. Beautiful.
To McMillan, who puts it off the window.
Ball movement, top tier. The ball did not stick at all. That is textbook offense from Sylacauga.
Reed, high arcing three, and hey, he's going to hit some of those.
Can't play much better defense if you're C.J. Franklin. Gets high off the ground. Brinson, we've seen a lot of the basket, and Sutton Reed, that's a
that was in the
rainbow.
Rafters. That was in the rafters. And they get a moving screen on the Aggies here? 22. They got the foul on Shelby County's Donovan Portis. Well. The Aggies will take a 30. We'll take one, too. 33-17. Aggies on top. Minute 58 to go, second quarter.
Protect what matters most with State Farm agent Albia Steers in Sylacauga. From auto and home to life insurance, Albia Steers and his dedicated team offer personalized service to ensure you have comprehensive coverage tailored to your needs. As a local agent, Albia Steers understands the unique challenges you face and is committed to guiding you through every step, from quotes to claims. Trust in a neighbor who truly cares. Like a good neighbor, State Farm agent Albia Steers is there. Call or click for a quote today.
The Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network is fueled by Allen Oil Company. Fuel for your car, fuel for your body. You're all in with Allen.
Aggie Sports Network, fueled by Allen Oil Company, Allen Brew Markets. I want to thank them for their sponsorship of the Aggie Sports Network. Live courtside, Douglas Martin Court. Got a little water down on the floor. They're going to have to clean up.
Coach Jones cleaning it up. What doesn't Coach Jones do for this basketball program?
Man of many talents. The entire team, entire Aggie team is going to get involved in this. Not sure I've seen this. Well, squeak the shoes and try to get that slick spot up where the Aggies were on the floor during the timeout.
And Jeremy, with that team, the whole team getting up to fix that, I see that Juice Riley is dressed out for the first time this season.
It's only the Friday after Thanksgiving. It still might be a couple weeks for him. Holtz claw in the corner. Welch for three, in and out. Rebound, Josh Spear. The Aggies will get another crack at it here. Hubbard in the game as well with Welch and Holtzclaw, Spear and Franklin. Joshua, the three, no. Rebound tapped around. CJ comes up with it. And then they'll call Franklin with a travel.
I know Silicaga didn't score that possession, but the off-ball movement and the ball movement in general has been much better in this game compared to Talladega's game.
33-17. Reed had it. He has just 3 points. It'll be Shelby County ball out. I guess last touch by us. Off the, knocking it out of the hands of McGinnis. McGinnis trying to get it in, got it in, and then a foul on Welch. That's a tough foul. That far away from the bucket with a minute 21 to go. Not any trouble yet, just three fouls on the Aggies. One good thing about being up 16 in the first half, you can get some guys some actual meaningful minutes in an area game without playing with a little risk. Here's Byrne, lays it up over Franklin, 33-19. CJ to Josh at the top, steps inside, stops at the free throw line, hands it back off to Franklin, now under a minute to play in the second quarter. Holtzclaw dribbling pass, excuse me, it was CJ dribbling, then Hubbard, tough shot, didn't drop. With 41 seconds to go, Shelby County rushes into the front court, game clock at 35. Odin to Byrne. Got another layup to go. There we go, 33-21. The Aggies might hold for the final shot.
Hey, we'll be okay. We'll be okay. You don't have to shoot. You're okay. Stay right there.
CJ with 11, with 10, now with 9. Franklin working on McGinnis. Coach Jones gives the signal to go. Franklin with 3, with 2. At the buzzer, didn't drop, and we'll go to the locker room with a 12-point lead. 33-21, your score at the break. We'll be back with a Star Physical Therapy halftime show.
Looking for cool sports memorabilia or trading cards? Look no further than Another Level Cards in Childersburg. Hi, I'm Maddie, the boss lady.
And I'm Connor, and I can help you in any of your athletic collectibles from any sport.
Austin is also on deck with TCGs.
From jerseys to bobbleheads, helmets to pitchers, score a touchdown with all we have to offer.
Come by 4 8th Avenue Southwest in Childersburg, Tuesday through Saturday from 10 a.m. to 6. Or visit us online at alevelcards.com.
For more than 80 years, Coosa Valley Medical Center has been a cornerstone of our community, providing high-quality health care when you need it most. And now, thanks to the new Alabama Rural Hospital Investment Program, you have the power to support CVMC through your state income taxes at no extra cost. Beginning in 2026, Alabama taxpayers can direct their state tax dollars to rural hospitals like CVMC and receive a dollar-for-dollar tax credit. That means you can transform the taxes you already owe into a direct investment in local health care. Program rules and procedures are still being finalized by state officials. To learn more about the Alabama Rural Hospital Investment Program, please contact the CVMC Foundation at 256-401-4324. That's 256-401-4324. Thank you for supporting Coosa Valley Medical Center and keeping healthcare close to home.
I'm Chris Kane, and for our family here at Toyota of Silicaga, it's about more than cars.
It's about people. You'll find my wife, my kids, even my dog here some days, because this is where we've built something special. When you buy from us, you're not just getting a vehicle, you're becoming part of the family. Toyota of Sylacauga, worth the drive, and we'll prove it. Online at toyotaofsylacauga.com.
When the temperature drops, your car feels it too. If your heat isn't blowing as warm as it should, or your engine's running hotter than normal, you could be low on coolant. Stop by Wright Tire and Service for a quick winter checkup. We'll inspect your coolant, tire pressure, battery, and wiper blades, all the things that keep you safe and comfortable in cold weather. Don't get caught unprepared this winter. Get it done the right way at Wright Tire and Service on West Fort William Street in Sylacauga.
When cold weather rolls into Alabama, make sure your home is ready with a reliable American Standard heating system from Sleeping Giant Heating and Cooling. Sleeping Giant's team of professionals will keep your home warm, efficient, and comfortable all season long. Whether it's a routine tune-up or a complete system upgrade, Sleeping Giant will help you rest easy, knowing your home's in good hands. Sleeping Giant Heating and Cooling, your local independent American Standard heating and air conditioning dealer. Online at sleepinggiantair.com.
At Marble City Pharmacy, we're more than a pharmacy. We're part of your life. Our quick, convenient drive-thru makes picking up prescriptions fast and easy, so you can get back to what matters most. Step inside and you'll find a unique gift shop featuring beautiful Kipjerskaw jewelry, perfect for any occasion. With hometown service, friendly faces, and care you can trust, Marble City Pharmacy is always by your side. Marble City Pharmacy, here for life.
Turn up your taste buds at La Costa Mexican Restaurant in downtown Sylacauga. The grill's hot and the flavors are bold. From sizzling fajitas and street-style tacos to creamy queso and fresh-made salsa. Bring the family, grab friends, or make it your lunch break. Portions are generous, prices friendly, and the service always welcoming. Step into a colorful, lively atmosphere and leave full and happy. La Costa Mexican Restaurant, downtown Sylacauga's spot for real flavor. Stop in and taste the fiesta.
This is the Star Physical Therapy Halftime Show on the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network.
Star Physical Therapy Halftime Show. Star Physical Therapy, where you don't have to be a star to be treated like one. Jeremy Law and Alex Bauman with you courtside. The Allen Brew Market scoring table. Midway through halftime as well, 33-21, Sylacauga with a 12-point lead. They have been playing dominant defense. They have been on the rip and run, as the girls were earlier, turning turnovers into offense. The three-point game has been there. But Shelby County, Alex, able to put together, what, a 6-0 run right there before the break, make this game look a little bit different than it really felt there, especially in the second quarter.
Easily the best shooting half for Sylacauga this season, made, what is it, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 three-pointers in that first half. I think that's their season high for just like a total game for Sylacauga. Great to see the defense is there. The rebounding, they're not as dominant on the boards tonight as they have been in past games. That's something that would like to be improved. Turnovers, they forced a lot of those, but they haven't been able to capitalize a couple of times. Offensively, they've done a much better job moving without the basketball in their hands, keeping the ball movement going throughout the possession, not getting stagnant. So in the second half offensively, I like to continue to see them to do that. Don't settle for a jump shot. We saw Eric O'Neill do that in that second quarter. C.J. Franklin did it to end the half, I felt like, for you to settle for that jump shot rather than moving the ball. And then don't get stagnant offensively. Don't get into that situation where you're doing the two people are kind of handing the ball back and forth, playing hot potato, and there's three guys standing and watching. Continue to move the ball. Continue to move without the ball in your hands, and the offense will be perfectly fine. And then defensively, slide your feet. Don't get beat off the dribble. Sutton Reed has done that a couple of times. Nate Byrne has done that a couple of times. and don't let up back doors. I've seen a couple of times where Shelby County has missed the back door cut to the basket. So if you're Silicaga defensively, slide your feet and don't let those easy baskets up at the rim.
They've contained Sutton Reedy. He has one bucket in the game. It was a well-defended three-pointer. Nate Burns got loose a few times. But other than that, really not much going on for Shelby County in this ballgame, Alex.
Not at all. The rebounds, like I said, are even. Scoring kind of spread out for Shelby County. But Silicaga scoring spread out for them, too. C.J. Franklin with 9 points. Spear with only one and a quiet first half for him. KT with two. Eric with eight. Tristan with six with 2 three-pointers. Uncharacteristic three-pointers for Whetstone, who has struggled from the behind the arc all season. Jeshua Holtzclaw made that three-pointer on that outstanding ball fake he did to get the defense to leave him out there on the three-point line. And then Sarine with 4 points off two beautiful passes, entry-level passes that Silicaga has dished to him.
33-21, your score at the break. What else do you want to see from the Aggies in the second half?
I'd like to see them get back to Silicaga basketball, be able to set up your defense, set up your press. Silicaga's press all year long has been their bread and butter. It was a Lady Aggies bread and butter against Shelby County, and we have not seen them set up in it most of the night. But if they're able to do that, this game could get ugly.
33-21, your score at halftime. We'll be back with the second half. Stay with us. This is the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network.
All into savings with Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union. Coosa Pines is all about helping you enjoy more and stress less. Now through December 31st, refinance your auto loan, RV, boat, or farm equipment loan from another financial institution, and you can receive up to $200 cash back. From back roads to the lake or your next road trip, we've got the tools to help you save before winter rolls in. Apply online at CoosaPinesFCU.org or visit any local branch today. Membership required. Restrictions apply. Member NCUA.
At Toyota of Silicaga, we treat you like one of our own because you are. I'm Chris Kane, and whether it's your first time or your 10th, we're here to serve you with honesty, care, and the kind of service that keeps your family coming back. From oil changes to new Toyotas, our team is ready to earn your trust every time. Come see why families all over East Central Alabama and beyond choose us every time they buy a car. Toyota of Silicaga, worth the drive, and we'll prove it. Online at toyotaofsilicaga.com.
Van Sant Hardware is not in the business of guessing. They sell you what you need, not what someone else thinks you should have. That is why builders, farmers, and project managers have trusted them for over 50 years. Located on Highway 280 in Silicaga, they take pride in great service, deep product knowledge, and getting you in and out without the runaround. Van Sant Hardware is a proud supporter of Silicaga, B.B. Comer, Childersburg, and Fayetteville Athletics.
Central to you, central to your success. Central Alabama Community College, the official video live streaming sponsor of the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network. Online at cacc.edu.
Central Alabama Community College, central to you, central to your success. Getting set for this second half, the good guys lead it 33-21. Over the Wildcats of Shelby County, the Aggies will be back at home on Thursday and Friday. Thursday, Ben Russell coming here to Douglas Martin Court. And then Friday night, Silicaga and Childersburg get ready for a packed house for both of those games here at home. Burn to Reed as Shelby County starts the half with the basketball. Burn down the lane, and he'll flush it home with a dunk.
All that happens because Whetstone doesn't slide his feet and impede Burn from getting to the basket. Seen that a couple times already. Whetstone has to slide his feet.
Josh makes the catch inside, kick off O'Neill. He'll drive past the defender. It's tipped out of bounds by Shelby County. Corbin to Whetstone, has 1-3 in this one, didn't hit that one. 33-23, Aggies by 10. Burn, left-handed pass to McGinnis. Almost had a travel by McGinnis, able to trap the ball on his hip. Reed got a man in the air, step back three, no good. Well, that's classic Sun Reed. He's hit a bunch of those against the Aggies over the last few years. O'Neal, left wing, no good. Steal by Whetstone, got his own miss, and puts it back up and in.
Heads up play from Whetstone. Lazy pass from Shelby County. Whetstone's lurking it.
Tristan Whetstone, man, he plays bigger than he is, but he's also got some skill down there. Yeah, Aggies force a tough shot. Defense grabs the board. Patterson by the defender. And then a foul on the shot. Coming down to the floor will send Corbin Patterson to the free throw line. The foul is called on Parker Odin. And two free throws coming for Corbin Patterson at the Coosa Valley Medical Center stripe. Corbin with the first.
And we go 2 for 2. Silicaga is one for two at the free throw line all night long.
Peyton Peters back in for Nate Byrne. Byrne stayed in.
There we go, 2 for 2.
As Corbin hits them both, 37-23. Almost came up with a steal as O'Neal ends up out of bounds.
The first time Silicaga's been able to set up that press.
Stopping at the elbow, McGinnis takes another step. Now Reed, and he walked. Well, he hit the step back, but he traveled. You know, you almost wish you don't let even Sutton Reed get that off his fingers, because he's just the type of guy who needs to see one drop through. Eric O'Neill has seen a couple drop through. He had it on the right side. Josh makes the catch inside. Driving, kicking. Whetstone for three. Tristan way too strong again from the same spot. Offensive board. Spear got hit from behind. No whistle. Fighting for the rebound was Whetstone. And they'll say it went off of us. And it'll be Shelby County basketball. Last touch by Tristan Whetstone.
Tough shot from Josh Spear. Caught himself under the basket and had to throw up a wild shot.
Byrne threw up a wild shot of his own. Rebound tapped in on the baseline, saved by Patterson. Running the other way is Eric O'Neill, spinning, looking, spear, passes up a three, back to Eric. Eric dribbles behind the back. Coach Jones wants movement of the basketball. Aggies by 14 with 5 minutes to play in the third quarter. CJ skipping it. O'Neill down the lane. Nice dump off to Whetstone off of our hands, but it's touched by Shelby County. It'll stay with us. A couple Wildcats coming in. Sarai McMillan coming in. Possession will stay with us. It's Patterson making the catch in the backcourt. He'll bring it across. Corbin. Over to Eric, trying to get around the defense. He does. Tough shot. Didn't go. Rebounded by Parker Odin and Shelby County. Seen Eric take some difficult looks tonight. Driving McGinnis around the defense. The Aggies from miscommunication. I think that was on McMillan. CJ trying to answer back. Left a shot so short it barely tapped the rim. CJ got his own miss and then the putback. And they got a reach foul on Franklin down on the other end. It's 39-25 with 4:12 to go. Hey. Wildcats will inbound on the baseline. They'll get it in to Odin, and Odin lays it up.
Lazy defense from CJ. Caught ball watching guy. Sneaks right past him.
Corbin. Ooh, made a man do a split, but he didn't hit the shot. Well, you'd love to see it. Love to see them continue to attack the bucket and not settle for a jumper. McGinnis doubled to Tyson, bringing McMillan out of the paint. Now it's Byrne, right wing. Trying to get around O'Neal. Byrne. Shot, no. Tyson with the save, and then it's off of Spear, but caught by Tyson out of bounds.
Coach Jones getting on Josh Spear for not crashing, trying to get back and get on the fast break.
Here's Franklin. He's having a night from the field. 41-27 and a timeout by the Wildcats as we lead it by 14. 41-27 with 3:16 to go.
Cold weather rolls into Alabama. Make sure your home is ready with a reliable American Standard heating system from Sleeping Giant Heating and Cooling. Sleeping Giant's team of professionals will keep your home warm, efficient, and comfortable all season long. Whether it's a routine tune-up or a complete system upgrade, Sleeping Giant will help you rest easy knowing your home's in good hands. Sleeping Giant Heating and Cooling, your local independent American Standard heating and air conditioning dealer. Online at sleepinggiantair.com.
Number one in customer satisfaction among insurance providers 5 years in a row. Like a good neighbor, State Farm agent Albia Steers is there. The official insurance agent of the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network.
41-27. Aggies holding off the Wildcats here just past the midway point of the third. Pass tapped by Spear. Couldn't catch up with the tap. Byrne stuck in the air. Trying to get it off to Tyson. Chased down by McGinnis. Shelby County's going to keep possession. McGinnis down the lane. Cutting across the lane, rather. And got a very difficult shot to go over Sarai McMillan. Patterson feed into the corner. O'Neal stopping, looking, firing back off. Patterson now makes the catch in between the circles. Stepping back on the Sylacauga S at midcourt and setting up the offense. Aggies lead it by 12. McMillan at the left elbow. We hit one of these earlier, and this one rims out.
Shelby County switched from a man defense to a zone that possession.
Tyson looking to work on Spear, and what a weak foul called on Josh. That'll send Tyson to the stripe.
Caught with his hands in the cookie jar. And Coach Jones tells Josh, just keep your hands up. Contest the jump shot. Don't try to slap at the ball.
Never ball. That's up. 41-29. Second from Tyson. He gets that one to go. 41-30. Aggies, every time they get up by 14 or 15, Shelby County finds a way to get it back to 10 or 11. So Ryan, free throw line catch. Off to Eric. He'll rise and fire. A tough two. No.
Another difficult floater from Eric O'Neal. Again, would like to see him work it out and work the offense and not force something.
Offensive rebound after a Tyson. Excuse me, Sutton Reed three, then Tyson on the rebound, got the shot to go and takes the foul.
We're going back to Eric O'Neill's jump shot. Would like to see him work that ball out and keep the offense going in a sport where there's no shot clock.
Tyson just went 1 for 2. Misses that one. Rebounded by Whetstone. a 9-point ball game here at Douglas Martin Court. To Ryan, kickoff, three, spear, no good. Offensive rebound, O'Neal. Stuck down on the baseline, had no help, got it off the Whetstone, got fouled. Boy, they should have blew the whistle on that as they leaned into him, but he couldn't get the shot to go. And a moving screen. Got that on Reed. Kinson three coming in for Sarayan. It's KT with it. In the corner to Whetstone. Back to Kinson. Josh makes the catch. Free throw line spins around the left shoulder. Now back right. He got fouled. Shot didn't go, but Josh going to the line.
We saw this earlier in the game when somebody got the ball at the free throw line, turned around, and someone's diving to the basket. It's open. But there, Josh Beer turns around, and it's him one-on-one. If someone were to dive to the basket, it's an easy two for Sylacauga.
Beer makes it 42-32 at the strike. And they blew the inbounds play dead. I think they let him inbound from the sideline, maybe? It's not where he was supposed to be. McGinnis. Stuck in the corner, intercepted on the pass. It's O'Neal inside Franklin. Nice feed to Spear. Oh, what a pass. And Josh extends the lead to 12.
So here it is, the defense, the press.
Oh, and Franklin couldn't handle the pass. Kinson three has one roll to Whetstone, and KT comes up with it. Now on the far side, O'Neal. Baseline jumper, bottom. And that's how fast the Aggies can get back up to 14 in a timeout, and a full timeout called by the Wildcats. 46-32, your score. We'll be back. This is the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network.
Turn up your taste buds at La Costa Mexican Restaurant in downtown Sylacauga. The grill's hot and the flavors are bold. From sizzling fajitas and street-style tacos to creamy queso and fresh-made salsa. Bring the family, grab friends, or make it your lunch break. Portions are generous, prices friendly, and the service always welcoming. Step into a colorful, lively atmosphere and leave full and happy. La Costa Mexican Restaurant, downtown Sylacauga spot for real flavor. Stop in and taste the fiesta.
Central to you, central to your success. Central Alabama Community College, the official video live streaming sponsor of the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network. Online at cacc.edu.
46-32. Aggies going on a little run here. Reed intercepted by Spear. CJ and the Aggies will take the final shot of the quarter. With 18 seconds to go, CJ turned it over. McGinnis trying to skip it to Reed, and they may hold it.
Eric O'Neal flew about 15 feet in the air.
As Reed step back, two. The Aggies need to run with three, with two, with one. O'Neal at the buzzer. Good!
Way to answer. 49-34 as we'll go to the fourth quarter.
Do you have scrap metal piling up? Get paid at Coosa Valley Recycling. Serving the Birmingham area and Highway 280 corridor in Sylacauga, Coosa Valley Recycling is your top choice for scrap metal recycling. Whether it's old appliances, car parts, or any other metal items, Coosa Valley Recycling offers great rates and fast, easy service. Recycling with Coosa Valley Recycling not only puts your money back in your pocket, but it also protects the environment. Don't let your scrap metal go to waste. Bring it to Coosa Valley Recycling today. Call 256-245-4300.
Have you been in a car accident? That soreness and stiffness can set in fast. At Broadway Spinal Care, we work with all major motor vehicle insurance providers, and in many cases, your care may cost you nothing out of pocket. Our goal is to help you heal quickly so you can get back to feeling like yourself again. Call Broadway Spinal Care today at 256-861-8546 to schedule your appointment and start your road to recovery.
Start of the fourth quarter, Aggies by 15, 49-34. Jeremy Law, Alex Bauman with you. Spear with it. Back to Eric, who just hit the buzzer beater three, and he put that one off the glass softly. And the Aggies lead it by 17. Burn in the corner. Didn't use his legs on that one. Stayed flat-footed and put a three up. And he got a foul on the Aggies on the rebound. He got the foul on O'Neal. Burn. Dude, they got it on Burn. Well, there we go. Thought the original signal was on us, but we'll take it. Spear. The pass in the corner. Back to Josh. The kick out for KT. He'll head fake a three down the lane. Kinson left the layup short. Reed on the other side. Yeah, that's too easy for him. 51-36. Aggies by 15, trying to get to 1-0 on the year in area play. Corbin rising and firing a two. Friendly roll. 53-36. The Patterson deuce. McGinnis. A bailout foul for McGinnis. And C.J. Franklin.
You got to make sure you look at that.
Sent that one out of bounds.
Not a big fan of that whistle.
I know there could have been somebody, but when you leave yourself in the air at the disposal of C.J. Franklin, it's tough for me to bail you out with a whistle. McGinnis makes it a 15-point game with the free throws. Reed coming out to get Eric. O'Neal got another one. From the left wing.
Have a funny feeling who's going to be winning star physical therapy player of the game tonight, Jeremy.
They're harassing Reed. Where's he going with it? Gets it off to Parker Oden. Backdoor cut. Blocked. Blocked by Patterson out of bounds.
What a hustle play from Corbin Patterson. Looked like 25 had a wide open layup, and Corbin Patterson comes out of nowhere and sends it into the bleachers.
56-38. There's a random kid on the floor. Where did that come from? They couldn't inbound the game. And a child in the right corner. 56-38.
Yankees close to getting this to 20. Burn underneath, and he got fouled by O'Neill. That one's tough. Byrne makes the first free throw with 5:56 on the clock. Stop here in the fourth quarter. Patterson threw it away.
If the court was about 10 feet longer, that would have been a good pass from Corbin.
We do play on an 84-foot floor instead of a 94-foot floor here at Sylacauga High School. And then a push foul and one. Kenson three, getting a lot of the arms of McGinnis.
Second time in back-to-back possessions where Aggie gets beat off the dribble. I said it at halftime. They have to slide their feet and keep their guy in front of them. And back-to-back possessions, they do exactly the opposite.
Eric almost lost it, got it back, no look feed, under the bucket, Spear got fouled, it should have been a whistle, but he does get the shot to go. 58-42. Tyson underneath, got loose. Franklin for three. Wanted another Marble City Pharmacy three. Tyson got the rebound, but he was stepping on the baseline. Spear off the feed from Whetstone, and the Aggies back up by 16 here in the fourth with 4:30 to go. Byrne with his back to the basket. Gives it off to Reed by the defense. Ho-ho, tough shot. They've held him pretty quiet all night.
They've done a good job at holding him quiet. But again, they don't slide their feet and they're beat off the dribble.
Spear lost it, bumped right in front of us, out of bounds is the call, and they'll say it's out on Franklin. Offensive foul and a moving screen on Donovan Portis in Shelby County.
Third time they've caught Shelby County with the moving screen.
Well, they got that one, excuse me, on Tyson Duncan. Under four to play. Aggies by 14, 60-46. And a reach on McGinnis. Just the third foul of the quarter on the Wildcats. Fouled Corbin Patterson. Whetstone, three. good.
Third three of the night for Tristan Whetstone. Tied for the most threes, second most threes made on Sylacauga.
Sutton Reed missed the shot. Whetstone saving the rebound, fell out of bounds, threw it back to Tyson, and Shelby County got a two of their own. Franklin stepped back, picked up his dribble off the spear. Cross court now, Corbin Patterson. Inside, Whetstone, boy, got fouled, no whistle. Then he gets fouled and still didn't get it to go, but he'll go to the line for two. Sarai McMillan will check in. He might be coming in for Whetstone after these free throw attempts.
That was a gorgeous entry pass from Corbin Patterson. Penetrated in the paint, drove the defense to him, and left Tristan Whetstone wide open. Would love to see Whetstone finish that to get Corbin his assist, but he's got to make it at the line.
Whetstone hits the first. He goes 2 for 2. Aggies by 17. Here comes McMillan. Under three. Byrne got around the Aggies.
Third time this corner, he's blown past an Aggie defender to get to the basket. Can't let that happen. Have to slide your feet if you're the Aggie defending him.
Eric on a 5-second count. Down the lane, floats, missed it. Rebound, Spear going back up and got the shot to go. And we've been getting hit all night under the bucket. Can't get one of those calls for an and one. 67-50. Reeds, step back two, no. It's going to be tough for Shelby County to beat the Aggies with the way that Sutton Reed has shot it tonight. It would take an incredible night for him. Byrne kind of stepped up for the Wildcats as they foul.
A rare off night for Sutton Reed. Usually against Sylacauga, he has some of his better basketball games. But you can tell early on Sutton Reed was a little off tonight. Missed two easy layups and he hadn't been able to get right since.
Aggies will bring in Zedekiah Leonard and Jaden Sanders. Corbin for one more. Aggies have an 18-point lead. Patterson missed the free throw, rebounded by the Wildcats. Here's Reed down the lane, driving and kicking. Oh, they got away with a walk. Reed catches shoot three off the return pass, and he knocks it down. Here's Sanders on the drive. Cross court to Leonard. The pass to Ryan, picked off by McGinnis. He's fouled by Franklin, and he made the shot. A quick 5-0 run. 6-0 pending this free throw. Both teams getting some fresh faces on the floor. Late fourth quarter with the Aggies leading by 13. $68.56. Juice Riley going to check in for the first time this season. Sanders, 2, off the rim, no good. We'll come in with Jace Welch, 3 up from Reed. Rebound by Leonard. Franklin going to push it ahead. Here's CJ in triple coverage in the 3 defenders. He gets fouled. He'll have 2 free throws. Riley and Jace Welch will check in, along with Hayden Hubbard. CJ for 1 more. Three up on the other side for Shelby County. No good. And then the shot. Got it to drop of Shelby County. Hubbard going to check in off of a timeout. So with 26 seconds to go, the Aggies going to win this one. But Shelby County, as you can tell, Alex had a much improved basketball team from last year, definitely from 2 years ago as we turned it over. They missed the layup, but there's a foul. That'll send them to the line. So this game that was at 20, at risk of getting to single digits with 21 seconds to go.
Shelby County 0-7 in the area last year, including the area tournament and their loss to Sylacauga. I highly doubt this team's 0-7 this year in this area. Super talented basketball team, super improved. Have a lot of guys outside of Sutton Reed that can put the ball in the basket. Nate Byrne had an outstanding night for Shelby County. They'll be a threat in this region. Well,
the problem is it's not an easy area. I mean, us, Briarwood, Clay Central, a scrappy team where they could beat you with physicality. Hubbard gets the rebound. 69-58, and here's Welch. He's fouled, and come on, guys. The game's over. Send Jace Welch to the stripe. Jace Welch at the line for 2. Jace hits the first. Jace hits the second. 2 for 2 from the stripe. Aggies by 13. As Welch, oh boy, spiked that one.
I tell you what, Jeremy, in this game and then the game against Cornerstone, Jace Welch has come in these garbage time minutes and given some energy to Sylacauga.
'71-'58, first one was no good. Second one, no good. Rebounded by Juice Riley.
Uh-oh.
There's Juice going ahead. And then you'll get a charge. A charge by Riley. Why not? The football star, his first time touching the ball this year is an offensive foul.
I'm not sure I would have gotten in Juice Riley's path with a head full of steam going to the basket.
It's .1 on the clock. We'll let Shelby County inbound, and that'll end the ball game.
That'll do it.
71-58. We'll be back with the Star Physical Therapy postgame show.
Fall into
into savings with Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union. Coosa Pines is all about helping you enjoy more and stress less. Now through December 31st, refinance your auto loan, RV, boat, or farm equipment loan from another financial institution, and you can receive up to $200 cash back. From back roads to the lake or your next road trip, we've got the tools to help you save before winter rolls in. Apply online at CoosaPinesFCU.org or visit any local branch today. Membership required. Restrictions apply. Member NCUA.
Have you been in a car accident? That soreness and stiffness can set in fast. At Broadway Spinal Care, we work with all major motor vehicle insurance providers, and in many cases, your care may cost you nothing out of pocket. Our goal is to help you heal quickly so you can get back to feeling like yourself again. Call Broadway Spinal Care today at 256-861-8546 to schedule your appointment and start your road to recovery.
When injury slows you down, trust Todd Malone and the caring team at Star Physical Therapy. As owner and lead physical therapist, Todd has built a reputation for helping patients recover quickly, safely, and with confidence. Whether you're dealing with a sports injury, surgery recovery, or everyday aches and pains, you'll find personalized care that gets you moving again. At Star Physical Therapy, it's not just about treatment. It's about helping you live life fully. Star Physical Therapy, where you're always treated like a star.
This is the Star Physical Therapy post-game show on the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network.
Final score, 71-58. Aggies with the lead. Scoreboard probably a little closer than the game felt. The Aggies pretty much in control since midway through the first quarter. They'd pull away, and then Shelby County would find their way back into it. But overall, an area win, 1-0 in area play, and it's right where you want to be, 8-0 on the season.
Exactly where you want to be with games with Benjamin Russell and Childersburg later this week, Chelsea next week, then at Childersburg again, and Talladega to end out the year, moving into January, of course, after those games. But an all-around effort from Sylacauga tonight in the scoring department. CJ with 14, Spear with 10, Corbin with 5, Eric with 18, and Tristan Whetstone with 13. Jeshua added his three-pointer, Sarayan with 4, and then Jace Welch with 2.
The Aggies keep winning. 8-0 and 1-0 in the area. Eric O'Neill, what can you say, man? He kept on making shots in this one. The big one before halftime, or excuse me, was that the end of the third?
Into the half. Into the third.
It was in the end of third, and then, man, I tell you, just Eric O'Neill in the lane, outside of the lane, didn't matter. Tough to stop for Shelby County. Going to be your star physical therapy, star player of the game. Has he finished with how many?
18.
18 points for Eric O'Neill. What else did you see in this game, Alex?
I saw a lot better ball movement and off-ball movement from Sylacauga. In their game against Talladega, I know they won that game 59-47. But it felt like at times the ball stuck in a couple players' hands. Not a lot of off-ball movement from the other three players on the court. But in this game, they had so many possessions where it was a split-second decision of if I'm going to drive, if I'm going to pass, or if I'm going to call for a ball screen. Sylacauga was much more emphatic with the basketball tonight. Had a lot more willpower to get to the rim, make the defense work, and that was a great improvement from Talladega to this game.
71-58. Well, this one was fun, but and I know it was an area game, but the next two, Alex, they're going to be electric here at Douglas Martin Court, one of those Thursday night right here on the Aggie Sports Network. Sylacauga and Benjamin Russell, a separate set of Wildcats coming here to face the Aggies, where Coach Joel Jones is undefeated at home as a head coach. We know Thursday night it's going to be a heck of a ball game.
Going to be a heck of a ball game. Sylacauga was 30-4 on the season last year. One of those losses was to Benjamin Russell at Benjamin Russell.
So get ready for that one. And then Friday night, Childersburg right here at home. From Jeremy Law and Alex Bauman again, your final score tonight. Good guys on top, 71-58 over Shelby County. We'll see you Thursday night right here on the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network. This has been a product of Radio Alabama and Sylacauga Athletics. Thanks for listening and watching.
You've been listening to the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network, home of the Sylacauga Aggies, presented by Alta Point Health, Coosa Valley Medical Center, and Allen Oil Company of Sylacauga, sponsored in part by Alta Point, Coosa Valley Medical Center, Allen Oil Company, Star Physical Therapy, Marble City Pharmacy, Sleeping Giant Heating and Cooling, Wright Tire and Service, Toyota of Sylacauga, Central Alabama Community College, State Farm Agent Albia Steers, La Costa Mexican Restaurant, Edward Jones Agent Jesse Gum, Alabama District 33 State Representative Ben Robbins, Donahue Physical Therapy, Sylacauga Chamber of Commerce, Coosa Valley Recycling, Another Level Cards, Omya, Van Sant Hardware, Sycamore Federal Credit Union, Wharf Casual Seafood, Fair to Midland Gifts and Boutiques, Broadway Spinal Care, First Bank of Alabama, Sarah Nissan of Sylacauga, Sarah Honda of Sylacauga, and Tony Sarah Ford, CAC Adult Learning, Snap Fitness, Alabama Digestive Care Center, Coosa Valley MRI, Bucks Island, and Sylacauga Pediatrics. The Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network is a product of Radio Alabama Sports and Radio Alabama. This broadcast is copyrighted by Radio Alabama for the private use of our audience. Any other use of this broadcast, descriptions, or accounts of the game without Radio Alabama's consent is strictly prohibited. Thanks for listening.